This is the voice of Spain.
Time is 23:45 Cairo time. This is Cairo calling Europe on the 30.60 meters at a frequency of 9,805 kilocycles. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the European service of Radio Cairo.
Whether you like shortwave, FM, AM, or satellite radio, this is the thrift shop of the airwaves with DJ Frederick. Return with us now to the yesteryears of tomorrow.
Thank you. borrowed time. Morning's here, sounds so clear. Birds are singing, music's ringing. Sitting on the floor, can't stay awake no more. It's tomorrow time, tomorrow time. Oh, what's your story? Morning glory, sun shadows fall, all against my wall. Just my room and me, and morning that makes three. It's tomorrow time, tomorrow time. Oh, here so soon, afternoon, with half closed eyes I see the sky. Sun is shining still, it'll keep on shining till tomorrow time, tomorrow time, tomorrow time, tomorrow time, tomorrow time. Tomorrow time, tomorrow time, tomorrow time. Do 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 do.
Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. We are open for your listening pleasure. I'm DJ Frederick, and we're heard every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online and on your smartphone and on your tablet and on your gold fillings at classicalwscs.org. That tune was Tomorrow Time from an absolutely masterpiece of an album, Stormbringer by John and Beverly Martin. Before that, we heard Burt Jansch and Bittern from his LP Avocet, which was released back around 1980. And also there from the late 80s, early 90s, the Cocteau Twins with Sea Swallow Me. I'll be back with more tunes right after this.
Exploring Science in the Sea. A foggy California coastline is a staple of Hollywood mysteries and horror tales, enfolding everything from murderers to monsters. Today, the California fog is enfolding another hazard, a nasty form of mercury. There's not enough of it to hurt people, but it may have effects on other life. Researchers began studying the fog in 2011. They knew that during the summer months, the level of mercury went up in Monterey Bay near San Francisco. They wondered whether some of the mercury could make its way into the fog and drift ashore. The first year of observations showed the answer was yes. They found high levels of a toxic form known as methylmercury, which can cause health problems. So the scientists expanded their studies of the fog. Those studies are showing even higher levels of mercury. And related studies are showing high levels in some coastal animals as well. Mercury enters the water through runoff or from pollution from coal-fired power plants and other sources. Organisms in the water convert some of the mercury to a harmless form, which settles to the bottom. During summer, currents bring water from the bottom to the surface. Some of the mercury in the water is carried into the air by the winds, where it can be incorporated into droplets of fog. Researchers say the fog can be acidic, transforming the harmless mercury to methyl mercury. The fog deposits the mercury as it drifts ashore. Over time, the mercury can build up in plants and animals. A scary menace from the fog. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Thank you.
Digging deep into the easy listening section of the Radio Thrift Shop there, that was Anvil Flutes and Capricorn Voices with the Subterfuge theme from 1968. Before that, Alan Lorber and The Flute Thing, Frank Riccotti with Vibes. We started that set off with Mr. David Snell, harpist extraordinaire, and a tune called Starcrossed. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. If you have any questions, comments, or looking for any information about the program, you can email me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Arriving in 2001, Amelie quickly became the most successful French-language film ever released in the U.S. Amelie, The Fabulous Destiny of Amélie Poulain, is its full title, a portrait of one of the most wildly imaginative, eccentric, and whimsical characters ever to appear on any screen. She is played by the adorable Audrey Tautou, with an unforgettably infectious smile that somehow conveys a conspiracy with the knowledge of the universe. There was little reason for Amelie to smile at first. As a child, she suffered an overbearing father and the freakish death of her mother. But the result was a vivid imagination and the determination to live on her own. When she discovers a small box of toys behind her apartment wall, she seeks out the boy who had left it behind long ago. Its return makes the now-grown man so happy that Amelie begins scheming to repair the sadness in the lives of everyone she knows, including that of a mysterious man who collects the discards from public photo booths. Love ensues, but can Amelie stop vicariously living other people's lives in order to find it? Fantasy? Yes, but Amelie is a delicious little gallic comedy that brings to its audience the delightful joy of being human. Amelie, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Find us on the web at indiefilmminute.com.
Well, this is DJ Frederick. Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'd like to take just a moment to round up some recent shortwave pirate broadcasts heard on the pirate radio frequencies. Gospel Radio Shortwave was heard at 6929 kilohertz, broadcasting in AM. Wolverine Radio was heard on 4020 kilohertz in the upper sideband mode. And that's not a typical frequency there, 4020 kilohertz on shortwave. Liquid Radio has been heard at 6925 kilohertz. And Moonlight Radio on 6950 kilohertz in the upper sideband. And then the unusual SUSE station was heard on 6925 in the upper sideband. So those are some of the intriguing signals that you can hear on shortwave on the pirate radio frequencies. If you know anything about radio, you're going to want to listen between, say, 6925 and 6955 kilohertz on weekends primarily, say, starting Friday afternoon, going through late Sunday evening. Just kind of tune around. You never know what you're going to hear. And you never know what you're going to hear on the Radio Thrift Shop either. But here's somebody I have played many times in the past, absolutely wonderful musician who mysteriously vanished in New Mexico back in 1975. But before that, he released a couple of absolutely stellar LPs. I'm speaking, of course, of Jim Sullivan.
Man, I bought a pound of magic, and What kind of dream and plan will you lay your hand? I found a magic man. Where is that Jerome? Where is there I wanna go? Where is that Jerome? Is it a place out there? Just a town down there. If you're driving slow, where is that Jerome?
Thank you. so cruel, easy to be hard, easy to become. How can people have no feeling? How can they ignore their friends? Easy to be proud.
Just look. It's a new sensation. Crystal blue persuasion.
Whole batch of 45s right in that set. That was The Naturals with cover of Tommy James' Crystal Blue Persuasion. Before that, Three Dog Night with Easy to Be Hard, Gandalf, and their version of Eden Abbez' Nature Boy from 1967. We started off with a 45 7-inch vinyl single by Jim Sullivan, a tune called Jerome. Well, this isn't Jerome, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
If you're planning to take a walk in the woods, a long walk, well, then the Appalachian Trail running from Georgia to Maine is a prime destination. But the popularity of the trail has led to a number of challenges. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
The Appalachian Trail has grown in popularity over the years.
Research biologist Jeff Marion is an adjunct professor at Virginia Tech.
Just in the last 10 or so years, we've begun to experience increasing management problems associated with the very heavy and very intensive visitation, particularly in certain areas of the Appalachian Trail. And so when you have areas along the Appalachian Trail that are intensively or heavily visited, sometimes you begin to have visitor impact problems, and these are resource impacts. And examples of these would be for the trail tread itself, you can develop soil loss and erosion of soil. You can develop muddiness problems and trail widening. If you have mud holes or deep eroded sections, people tend to walk around them, and that makes the trail wider. So those are impacts to the trail. Other impacts that are particularly troublesome relate to camping. You know, with more and more people, we need more and more campsites. Sometimes these campsites can grow very, very large in size. And so you have tremendous amounts of just bare, exposed soil. And when you have rainstorms, that soil can wash away. And oftentimes these campsites are on the shorelines of mountain streams that might support trout and other invertebrate species and fishes. And the soils can do great harm when they wash into these sensitive mountain streams.
In our next program, we'll look at how managers are trying to minimize the impacts of increased visitation on the Appalachian Trail. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
One might think that that was Pat Metheny, but nope, that was Mr. Ron Drago from a privately released LP, Phase Dance. And this is DJ Frederick, trying not to get phased by anything, but definitely learning how to dance, being at one and at home in the universe. I want to say thank you for listening, and remember, wherever you are in the universe, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, take good care of your local environment, take good care of your species and all species, take good care of your dreams, take care of those you love.